didn't about the end. They barely said hello before asking me to set up another party so that they could approach you again, Cassie. Me? Yes, they were behaving very weirdly. At first I thought that they could be on drugs or something. They were frantic. They told me that I was their last chance and that they needed my help. Oh, hey guys, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley, and we're doing Summer Scent. I jumped right into it, but let's continue. By the way, this might be the last video because I don't know how much more we have. They needed my help. Of course I refused. You and Eve made it very clear that you weren't interested in them, and they were acting so strange. It became obvious that you were right about them and that I was wrong. Shit. Does that mean that the Psycho Twins are on the move? I've known them for a long time, since we were children. I always thought that their father was a friend and subordinate of my father, but I'm not so sure anymore. They were invited to every barbecue, birthday, things like that. They were nice guys. Sometimes their jokes were a little off, but they were never like that. When they showed up at my door today, they had nothing to do with Luke and the Ray I know. I guess you didn't expect them to become some sick rapist assholes. I told them to calm down and leave you alone, and they became more aggressive. Then yelled at me. Then asked why I was trying to protect you. They said I should be on their side after what you and your father have done to them, my own family. That's when I understood what all this is about. Cassie frowns. She's about to say something, but Kelly doesn't let her. I know you haven't done anything. Neither is your father. I told them that. I told them that they were mistaken. Luke was so angry. He started to insult and threaten me, saying that I was a slut, and that maybe they should fuck me instead. Holy shit! Did they threaten to rape her? At some point, Luke raised his hand, and I think he was about to hit me. Ray stopped him and dragged him away. After that, I came here as fast as I could. To warn you, they are dangerous. It's a miracle she got out of there alive. Ray may still have a bit of a brain, but Luke seems to have completely lost it. So they were after Cassie all this time? I think so. You were together at the club. Both your drinks were probably loaded, but as Cassie refused to drink. After that, I guess they tried to use the little contact they had with you to get to Cassie. They used me. No, they didn't. They tried. But they failed, okay? I'm so sorry, Cassie. I got you into trouble. No, you didn't. You haven't done anything. Why would you apologize for something they haven't done? Why would you apologize for something they have done? Okay, so what is this all about? I mean, why do they want to hurt Cassie so bad? I guess there's a reason, right? Probably a bad one, of course. Kelly takes a deep breath. She looks at her feet. It would be because of my dad. Her voice is barely more than a whisper. What have you done? Eve, please. Cassie doesn't smile anymore, but she remains calm and composed. She dominates the discussion with some kind of gentle benevolence. It's something my father supposedly did, isn't it? Kelly shyly nods. My dad is a fixer. When a company's in trouble, they hire him to control and correct the problem. 3 years ago, he was hired by Nave Structured. It's a big company who has roots in the city. I guess your father and their father were employed in that company too, am I right? A second nod. My father is hired by companies who may have very diverse difficulties. Sometimes these difficulties are economic, which means that he's hired at a time when others are losing their jobs. Third nod. But firing people isn't part of my dad's work. Things are a little more complicated. My father was the head of a department of Nave Structured that got completely laid off when your own father got hired. Luke's father was working under him. When the news got out that they were going to lose their jobs, my father stepped in and proposed to negotiate with the higher-ups, but it didn't turn out well. The entire department was fired with minimal compensation. My father came back from the negotiation explaining that he couldn't do anything, that he was forced to sign the deal. Your father was newly hired, and my dad put the blame on him. But your dad didn't do anything, right, Cassie? As I said, my father doesn't fire people. He doesn't negotiate that kind of thing either. His work is about communication, advice, and counseling, relations with investors and banks. He finds money to fund things. If anything, he hires people. He doesn't fire them. My father lied. She briefly looks at me, totally distraught. He conned his entire department. He negotiated a deal for himself. He was given a lot of money in exchange for minimum compensation for the rest of his staff. He basically robbed them and blamed everything on your dad, Cassie. I can feel her pain. She's ashamed of her father's sins. I have confused memories of him talking with Mom. I knew he had money, but I believed him. All right. Sorry, I have to adjust this a minute. Okay. I understood what he did last year. After being let go from Nave's structure, he quickly found an equivalent job at another company. And last year, one day, he just didn't come back from work. The cops came in instead. They searched our house. My father had stolen millions from his company and fled with his secretary. A lot of things became obvious that day. So her father is a con man who has abandoned Kelly and her mother. How nice. But Luke and Ray still think that my dad cheated their father of his remuneration. Yes, they chose to ignore the truth. I told them that your father didn't do anything bad, but they didn't want to listen. I know that their father had trouble finding a new job. And their mother, she died from cancer sometime last year. They never made any direct accusation, but I heard them a couple times saying that maybe with more money they could have saved her. And after that, their father sank into depression and he committed suicide 6 months ago. I'm not going to pity them, but I have to admit that's one hell of a shitty life. Maybe that made them snap. I don't know. Maybe they hold your father responsible for their parents' death. Maybe they want to get some kind of revenge on him by hurting you, Cassie. That's the only explanation I can think of. They're not the guys I knew anymore. They've clearly become insane. They frighten me. This afternoon, it was obvious that they were ready for the worst. I think they're going to try something. I'm afraid that they're going to get violent. So, they are crazy and violent, and they want to hurt Cassie. I think they're crazy enough to hurt anyone who stands in their way. Great. Silence settles in for several seconds. Everyone is probably searching for something to say or do. Do you think they'll try to assault my father? I don't know. They seem obsessed with you. Also, you're probably an easier target than your father. We should go to the police immediately. Could you come with us, Kelly? If you could repeat everything you just said to an officer. Yes, yes, of course. Wait, guys. Could we talk for a second? In private? In private. What is there to discuss? Yes, please. Excuse us, Kelly. Oh, sure. Eve and Cassie head to the kitchen. I don't really see the point of it, but I follow them. I guess we're going to discuss if we should believe her or not. The answer should be more than obvious. So, what do you think? What do you mean? Kelly's been pretty clear. We should go to the police. Yeah, sure. Do we even believe her to begin with? Why would she even lie about it? I don't know. She lied about so many things. She's apologized, and I thought that you were considering accepting her apologies, and I'm considering it. But I can still be careful, can't I? Sure, of course you can. It's just that I don't see why she would warn us if she was on the psycho twin side or anything like that. Yeah, but we know nothing about her motives. To protect you and Cassie. She's trying to make amends. Yeah, I feel like you're falling a bit too easily for her cute little face. What? I see now you look at her. I can't believe it. Are you jealous? Me? Jealous of her? Please. It sure looks like it. In your dreams, maybe. Please. I think she's being honest, or you have some good reasons to hate her.
He has some good reasons to hate her.
But she came to warn us. If there's even the slightest chance that she's telling the truth, we have to go to the police. Because if we ignore a warning, we would just be sitting here waiting for the psycho twins to come in and rape the both of you before killing us all. That would be stupid. We've already had hints that they're crazy and do not have the best of intentions towards us. Enough, please. You both know that I absolutely love to see you bicker like that, but I think that Grimm's right. We should trust her. I don't see how her warning us could hurt us. And what if she's trying to hurt them? Maybe all this is just a lie and she wants to use us against those two guys. Come on. Says a girl lied about you, okay, but she's not some kind of evil genius. And besides, even without her warning, we already know that those two guys are up to no good. Are we sure about that?
Make a trouble in my neighborhood.
Yes, we are sure. Eve looks at Cassie for a few seconds before lowering her eyes. So what do we do? We go to the police. We should have gone Sunday morning. We're probably lucky that nothing awful has happened since then. Are you going to call your father? I should. He has to know. I'll call him once we're done with the police. He'll probably ask you to go home immediately. He will, but he trusts me. If I tell him that I'm safe here, he'll let me stay. However, I should really go back home. At least you'd be safe. That's a very bad excuse, and we're not even sure about that. Don't even think about it. It's okay. It's over now. We're going to the police, and everything will be all right after that. Said nobody ever. They'll arrest them, and we won't have to worry anymore. I don't know. We're going to be all right. I promise.
Maybe. Oh, since we don't know if they've done anything, we can't...
Right.
Yeah, we can't do anything about it.
And it's also the UK police. Did he have a spoon?
Stop there. I'll blow my whistle. Oh, you're gonna go? Well, I'll blow it again.
Did he have a spoon, fork, or knife? No, no spoon, fork, or knife. Well, okay. All right, we'll see you later. Kelly stands
I've seen
up.
Where they've tried to stop a guy stabbing and end up getting stabbed.
Yeah.
And they don't have anything to protect themselves.
Kelly stands up from the sofa as we enter the room. Kelly, we're going to the police. Can you come with us? Yes, I'll tell them everything. Thank you. We will get charged quick. Change, not charged. We will get changed quickly and I'll get the car ready. Later, the police station. We had to wait almost an hour before an officer took the time to listen to us. We explained the situation a couple of times already. The officer doesn't seem overly concerned.
Exactly.
He keeps asking questions and taking notes, but he doesn't look very convinced. Was there any kind of butter knife? What about... No butter knife? No. No.
What about a skewn?
A spoon?
Is there a skewn around? Jolly good.
He keeps asking...
I don't even look at a rape until I've had my Earl Grey.
I have a feeling he... Okay, now you're going too Sherlock Holmes on us. I have a feeling he doubts us. So let me get the situation straight once more. You think that these two guys want to assault you, probably rape you, and maybe even kill you. You think that they've already tried to drug you when you encountered them in a club last Saturday. You have reasons to think that they followed you home and spied on you. Is that right? Yes, sir. He turns to Kelly. On the other hand, they reached out to you to get in touch with them. They looked very disturbed, and as you refused to help them, they got angry. They insulted you and threatened to rape you. One of them raised his hand on you, but was stopped by his brother, who has dragged him out of your house. Am I correct? Yes, sir. You think they want revenge on Mr. Carter through his daughter. You think that they hold him responsible for the death of their parents. Yes. The officer keeps silent for a few seconds, looking at his notes. Why didn't you go to the police on Sunday morning if you thought that they may have drugged you?
Exactly.
The question surprises Eve. We thought that we didn't have any proof. We thought it was useless. No doubt we should have come sooner. What makes you think that you've been drugged? She was in a comatose state. I had to carry her to the car with the help of a bouncer. How many drinks did you have at that club? I don't know for sure. A couple? She drank two cocktails. Miss Carter, please, let her answer. How do you want her to answer that? She was drugged. She doesn't even remember the end of the night. Is he dense or what? The officer sighs before going back to Kelly. Miss Kowalski, were you alone when they came to your house earlier today? Yes, my mom is hospitalized. I'm currently living alone. What makes you think that your friends want to sexually assault Miss Carter? They were very explicit. I mean, the threats. They threatened to rape me instead of Cassie. That was very clear. And you think they would have done it? What makes you think it wasn't just a figure of speech? The officer is a complete moron. His questions are insulting. Just because they said they were going to rape you doesn't actually mean they were going to rape you.
Well, I think you should follow up on that.
On that, yeah.
Stationed.
I've already told you.
Like, well, we had no proof they were going to get raped.
Yeah, I mean...
Except for them telling us what...
Yeah, I mean...
Having a third party say exactly what they said.
And we couldn't find any dangerous spoons or forks or knives on them, so...
No, and my whistle wouldn't work on either of them. I kept blowing my rape whistle. It just made them keep raping more.
I've already told you they weren't kidding. I was afraid and genuinely felt threatened.
Then it turns into Monty Python. And what do we do with rapists? We ban them! Oh, yes.
It's like, are you consenting now? No, not at all. What about now? No. Let me blow the whistle one more time.
It turns into Benny Hill.
Honestly,
chasing half-naked women around.
I honestly think they were serious. I don't know what more you need. Luke was about to hit me. Without Ray, maybe I wouldn't even be here now. Did you fear for your safety and your life? Yes, I did. I can't take any more of this shit. Come on, officer. It's the third time she's told you that. You cannot be serious. How many times do we have to repeat ourselves? They're dangerous. They want to rape and maybe even kill Cassie and probably anything that would stand in their way. Kelly truly feared for her life. Is that so hard to understand? What more do you need? I didn't intend to, but I ended up yelling at him. Of course, I wasn't doing the right voice for that. I'm out of patience and self-control. Mr. Archer, please calm down. I need precise and consistent answers. Yeah, sure, you're interrogating us like we're the culprits. We're the victims, for God's sake. Grim, please calm down. The officer is only doing his job. I don't know how she does that, but Cassie manages to stay perfectly calm. Sorry, I just feel like you're not taking us seriously. I assure you that I take this matter very seriously. I'm just following basic procedure.
Wonder if he knows the kids.
He stands up. All right, I think I have enough information for now. We're going to investigate. Investigate? Wait, investigate? Aren't you going to arrest them immediately? We're going to investigate and we'll take the appropriate actions. You cannot be serious. Well, you can't...
Well, I mean, what are they going to do for protection while they're investigating?
Didn't you under... Yeah, you're right. Didn't you understand anything we said? They're going to try something. You have to protect us. I'll ask for patrols to scout your neighborhood regularly.
Scout, but as soon as they go around the corner, you're that's right. When the raping starts.
Yep. Oh, I'm sorry. We were out at O'Malley's getting a coffee and a cruller.
Oh, a
we
did with a little we, bit of the Irish.
We
in
didn't
it.
Know. How did I know he was going to get raped? I started talking to O'Malley for a little bit. I got lost in conversation, and damned if they didn't rape her anyway. Well, put that as a 407. We're going back to the station.
Pull a Bugs Bunny routine. They're not in the oven.
Yeah.
If they're in the oven, would I turn on the gas?
You
like
might,
this?
Rabbit.
Oh,
you might.
Oh, you might, Rabbit. You might. Go. Would I light a match and throw it in here? Oh,
you might, Rabbit. You might.
Well, I guess there's no one here. I'll be on my way.
That's one of my favorite cartoons. Yeah. Call the emergency telephone number if you notice anything suspicious. I'll also ask that you and your friends don't leave the town. Don't do anything unusual and everything will be all right. The patrols? You must be joking. We came here asking for help, and all they'll give us is a patrol cruising our street two times a day or something. How will that keep us safe from the psycho twins? Oh, there's a spoon! There's a man with a spoon! Hurry up, we've got to arrest him! Hurry up, Clancy!
Get your billy clubs, we'll give him a good roundabout.
What the fuck is going on? This can't be real. This is ridiculous. What do we have to say to them to do something? What do we have to say to have them do something? Are you kidding me? If they come after us, they'll kill us before you even reach our door. You can rest assured that we'll come as fast as possible. You're safe, Mr. Archer. Just stay home and call us if you notice anything's wrong.
Well, they're probably back at the house waiting on them now.
When seconds matter, the police are just minutes away. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Really? I think they should go stay somewhere else.
Right. He ushers us out of his office and closes the door behind us. What the hell just happened? Did he really throw us out? I think he did, yes. He didn't give a fuck about us. We just lost 2 hours of our lives. Don't judge him too hastily. He may have thrown us out of his office, but that doesn't mean he won't take care of the problem. He said he'll investigate, right? Or he said that they will investigate.
Well, Scotland Yard's a little lazy lately, eh?
That means that they're going to search for them? I don't know. I hope so. In the meantime, they're going to have Scotland Yard. I guess we can't expect much more than a couple of patrols a day. If it was Scotland Yard, there would be like a crime against the Queen or something. I hope it'll be enough to drive them off. Well, I mean, the Queen's dead, so it would be the royal family. Well,
it'd be a little necrophilia, eh?
I told you. Coming here was useless. No, it wasn't. They're aware of the problem. They'll do something. Yeah, when it'll be too late, probably. You said it yourself. If they come after us, they'll have enough time to kill us all before the police even reach our door. Oh, come on. You know that it was a ridiculous exaggeration. They won't break our door so easily, okay?
Aim for their nuts.
Yeah, we'll see about that. Kelly keeps silent and stays a few steps away from us. Are you okay, Kelly? Oh, yes, I can't help but feel a bit guilty. You bet you are. Eve, please. No, she's right. There's no point denying it. You certainly did a number on us, but you're not responsible for this. They were my friends, and my father. They were. And that does not mean that you're not responsible for their... That you are. Excuse me. That does not mean that you're responsible for their actions. Maybe. Thank you, Cassie. I think I should go back home. I hope that you'll all be fine. Kelly, wait. Luke was ready to assault you for refusing to help them. What do you think will happen if he knows that you came to warn us and then to the police with us? That's what it says.
Yeah.
I suddenly understand. I don't know. If the psycho turns... Excuse me. If the psycho
came
twins...
Came to warn us and then came to the police.
Yeah, that's how it should be. If the psycho twins know about that, chances are that they will seek vengeance on Kelly, too. These guys are insane.
You
have to
stay here with us.
I have no doubt that they'll kill her. Or that they would kill her, rather. If they're so disturbed and obsessed, I wouldn't be surprised if they were stalking us right now. They could even be waiting for us outside the police station. I wouldn't be surprised either. Kelly looks more resigned than afraid. She's risking her life. Did she even think about it before coming with us? Cassie exchanges a lengthy look with Eve before she turns to me. She silently asks us to invite Kelly to stay with us. It's obvious. Oh, come on, you can't be serious. Do you see any other solution? Cassie's right, she's home alone. We can't let her go like that. She'll be fine. I won't take any risks with her life. I can't believe we're doing this. Are you talking about me? I don't understand. You can't go back home, Kelly. Excuse me? It'll be safer if you stay with us for at least a few days. I'm sure I'll be okay. You don't have to worry.
You look too happy.
How can we not worry? Again, Cassie's right. Luke and Ray probably already know that you came to us. We can't let you go like that. It wouldn't be right. No, I don't want to impose myself. We're inviting you to stay with us. You can't refuse. I don't think that everyone is okay with that. Eve? What? Please. Oh, for God's sake. You don't have to. I'll be fine, really. Eve sighs loudly before turning to Kelly. No, you won't. You'll stay with us. Really? You don't have to. What, you're going to refuse now? It's not like you really have a choice. Kelly stares at her feet in embarrassment. Okay, then. Thank you. Great, it's settled then. We'll hop by your place to get what you need on our way back home.
What? Go to the scene of the crime? No.
Kelly's house. The villa Kelly lives in is pretty fancy. It's one of those architect-designed houses made of concrete and glass. It feels very cold and impersonal. I still can't believe we're doing this. I don't need an architecture lesson, Alan Moore. We don't have a choice, Eve. She risked her life to come and warn you and Cassie, if all that is true. Oh, come on. I'm not saying that everything is false, just that maybe all this is part of some plan. Maybe that's what she wanted from the start. I'm not sure that anyone would be dumb enough to come with us to the police station and lie in face of an officer. Given your common history, I think it's perfectly natural and sane to be a little suspicious. But Cassie is right. Yeah, I get it. Maybe she's not completely dishonest. Eve yawns as she stretches. What the hell is going on? Excuse me. What the hell is she doing now? She's barely been gone for 10 minutes. Give her some time. Yeah, and in the meantime, we're here burning under the scorching sun. She could have at least let us in. We're in the shade. Holy shit, I never imagined that stretching could be so interesting. Focus, Grim, focus! And she probably didn't think it would take her so much time. Come on, you don't need half an hour to pack a couple of panties and t-shirts. I'm sure she has a hard time deciding what to take. You know, she wants to get his attention. Oh, of course. She won't miss that opportunity. His attention? Like you haven't noticed anything. What are you talking about? It's obvious, the way she looks at you. How does she look at me? She's begging for your attention. Women usually are good about that. Oh, I have a feeling that she's begging for way more than his attention. You're exaggerating. Kelly's been pretty clear about having a crush on me, but I didn't really think seriously about it. I didn't want to believe it, but she genuinely seems to be interested in you. What's so hard to believe? I mean, yeah, sure, don't waste your saliva, playboy. You seem to be interested, too. Interested? Me? Why would I be? Well, you can't deny she's very pretty. And her body, have you seen her ass? Oh, come on now, ladies. Oh, yes, I have. It's very hard not to look at it. You're telling me that you haven't... You're telling me you checked her out? Because you haven't? Obviously, this is a trap. They're toying with me. This is a shit test. I'm trying to be a gentleman, and I appreciate that. But you've clearly been missing out on... Okay, this conversation has gone way over the boundaries of weirdness. She's very pretty and her ass may or may not be fantastic, but I'm not interested. Not every man thinks with his genitals. Eve and Cassie look at each other and burst out laughing. What? What did I say? They're laughing so hard they're apparently unable to answer me. I feel mocked. I'm ashamed and a bit angry.
Do you mock me? I will not be mocked.
Okay, yeah, that's really funny. Instead of laughing like maniacs, why don't one of you two go and see what's going on? Maybe she needs help. Not a chance.
No.
You see, I've been properly educated and there's no way I set foot in a house where I haven't been invited. Okay, Eve? You heard the lady, Grimm. It wouldn't be proper. I'm about to explain that we could just knock on the door to get Kelly's attention when I suddenly think of something else. Girls, what if they were already here waiting for her? What if they were inside? The discussion isn't that fun anymore. You think they could be? I don't know. They're crazy. I'm just thinking that maybe we shouldn't have let her go alone. How much time has she been gone? Huh? That's what it says.
Yeah.
I don't know. 15 minutes, maybe? It's a bit long, right? Can you give her a call, or I'm going in?
I don't know if... that's a tough one. Because if you call and they are in there, you've already alerted them.
Yeah.
Go in.
What? Wait.
But then you leave them out there.
You go back in the car and close the doors. Are you crazy? What if they're inside? If I'm not back in 5 minutes, you get away from here and call the police. Are you fucking insane? You're not going to risk your life for her, are you? She's risking hers for the both of you, or do you have a better idea?
Do you have a better idea?
I don't think so. I know what I'm doing. Trust me. Go back in the car. Now! I almost yelled that last word. They briefly look at each other before silently obeying. What the fuck am I doing? What will I do if the psycho twins are in this place? I better be discreet. If I can be stealthy, maybe I can take one down before the other one reacts. Listen to yourself, Grimm. You're ridiculous. What are you, a superhero? Moron. Dude thinks he's fucking liquid snake. Solid snake? Not liquid snake.
Solid snake.
Besides, you're just getting a bit paranoid. Snake! Snake!
If I'm a little excited, maybe I'm a solid snake.
Kelly is probably fine, and you know what? I'll bet that's a reference, knowing Kojima. Kelly is probably fine, and chances are you're just going to rudely intrude her house and scare her for nothing. Yeah, well, I hope I'll just have to apologize for my rudeness. I open the door without knocking. I've barely set foot inside when I can hear Kelly's muffled voice coming from further away in the house. She's talking to someone. I take a few steps in. I know that minimalism is a thing, but this is very empty. I feel like there's something missing in this room. There isn't a single piece of furniture in here. It's very weird. Kelly's voice becomes clearer. I can hear the person on the other end of the conversation. I can't hear the person on the other end of the conversation. This is starting to get creepy. She's probably on the phone. I know, I'm sorry for the delay. I'll have the money shortly. Yes, no, it won't be a problem. I assure you I'll pay next month. I'll do whatever it takes. Just a few more weeks, please. Thank you. Thank you for your patience. Yes, have a nice day. What was that about? Money problems? And what's that noise now? Is she crying? She's coming this way. Crap, what do I do? What do I say? She notices me and immediately turns away to hide her face. She wipes away her tears. I slowly take a few steps towards her. Hey, Kelly, I'm sorry to intrude, but...
I thought maybe you would need some help.
I thought... She swallows her last sobs and looks at me as if nothing happened. She's quite talented to hide the pain. Thank you, Grimm. I'm just taking this small bag. Should be enough. Her definition of small is surprising. Uh-huh. You're packing pretty lightly. Just for a few days, right? Let's hope so. So you can't even access this. It says, I'm sorry, I can't act as if I've seen nothing. So, are we ready? Yes, I think I've taken everything I need. I just need a couple more minutes to check on the house and I'm good to go. Okay, then I'll wait for you outside. Take your time. Back outside, the girls get out of the car as soon as they see me. What is she doing? She's fine. She's checking the house and she'll be ready. Just give her a minute. I hesitate to tell the girls what happened. After all, Kelly's life and problems are none of our business.
Yeah.
For now. If I want their trust, however, I should tell them. She was on the phone when I went in. I think she has some money problems. Her father probably didn't leave them much when he abandoned them. And her mother's been sick for a long time now. Several months at least. I wonder what disease she suffers from. Well, month long with heavy hospitalization. Maybe it's cancer. I mean, that's an obvious possibility. For you, maybe your father is an oncologist. You think that Kelly's mom could be one of Dad's patients? I don't know. I'm not sure I want to talk about that with her. A heavy silence sets in. We just seem to understand that Kelly's losing her mother. Tastes like shame, pain, and sadness. Even Eve can't help but empathize. A few minutes later. I'm sorry I made you wait. It's okay, Kelly. I received a call I had to answer, and it took more time than I expected. It's fine. You weren't that long. I hope you packed enough panties, because I'm not lending you any of mine. I should have enough, thank you. Cassie bursts out laughing as I engage the car on the road home. Kelly seems as embarrassed as ever.
They didn't get any points for that.
The evening. We bought a pizza and a bottle of wine on our way back from Kelly's place.
What's better if you're looking out for a rapist? Let's get drunk.
Yeah, you're right. Cassie called her father while Eve took upon herself to set Kelly up in the laundry room. The old sofa that sits in the room can be arranged into a pretty large and comfortable bed. I guess it'll be good enough for a few days' stay. We talked about our meeting with Officer Smith and kept an eye open for the promised patrols. Surprisingly enough, we saw a couple of police cars cruising by our door in the next few hours. I'm not sure it'll be enough to deter the psycho twins, but it's reassuring to see that the police were actually doing something. We have since moved on to some more insignificant topics. Kelly just sits there silently waiting. I can see that she wants to take part in the discussion but doesn't dare to say a word. She's still dealing with her guilt and shame. Can't say I'm surprised. She lusts for their friendship. She dreams about it. Well, she needs to go see that guy in Blasphemous 2 that, you know, when you have the guilt build up, you go see him and you pay him $1,000 and he gets rid of all your guilt.
But she hadn't got money to pay for
it. And takes it on and then she won't have any more guilt. They're probably the only people who could legitimately hate her the most in this city, and Kelly longs to receive their forgiveness and their friendship. It's sad. Should I help her? I've been telling the girls that we should trust her about the psycho twins and things like that, but asking them to forgive Kelly is something else entirely. I have no right to do that. They seemed okay to talk with her when they got back from her party Monday night, but exchanging a few polite words in friendship are clearly on a whole different... on a whole different levels? I should do something. Wrong. Without talking about forgiveness, if they don't get along, the situation is going to get very, very awkward. How can I approach that, however? If they could talk together, maybe. Maybe I can propose a game. Like the one we played on Sunday night. Yeah, we could do the trick. If I can get them to know each other better, maybe it can ease things for everyone. Let's do that. I seize the first occasion to interrupt their discussion without being rude. So, girls, I was thinking, how about we play that game again? That game? The drinking game we played on Sunday night. With a rapist? Like, y'all want to do a drinking game? Eve looks at me suspiciously. I have a feeling that this conversation isn't going to be an easy one. Are you trying to get us drunk? I just thought it could be fun. I'm not in the mood. Me neither. And I don't think we should drink too much. We don't know what could happen.
Exactly.
Okay, they're right. Maybe it's not a good time for a drinking game. I should have thought about that. I know what you're trying to do. It's pretty obvious. Really? You want us to get along? Well, that's a surprise. I expected them to go with the perv trying to get us drunk thing. They saw right through me. I just think it would be better for everyone if we could make it less awkward. Yeah, sure. You think I didn't see how you look at her? How you gazed over her all evening long? Kelly seems surprised and embarrassed. She lowers her head and looks at her hands clenched on her knees. What? Subtlety and discretion really aren't your forte. You know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm sorry, I don't want to cause any problems. You're not causing any, Kelly. They're just making fun of me. All right. I think we should get to know her better, okay? But I didn't do the things you say. We're going to spend a few days together, so maybe we should talk things out once and for all. You're right, Grim, but this conversation may not be pleasant. For her as much as for us. Maybe even for you. And the outcome may not be as positive as you hope. She turns to Kelly, who furiously refuses to make eye contact. I wonder what she's thinking about. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe she doesn't want to talk about anything at all. Are you okay with that, Kelly? Do you want that conversation to happen now? I don't think that things could get any worse. I have nothing to lose, right? I can still throw you out. She's joking, or like I'm going to let you do that?
She's joking?
She won't throw you out, Kelly. I promise. She likes to play the tough and bitchy one, but she's not like that at all. She's the sweetest of us all. You have nothing to fear. Did you just call me the sweetest of us all? I'm not sweet at all.
He got more affection from her.
Yeah, don't believe him. He's kind of right. Absolutely not. I'll throw her out without even blinking. Are you going to sulk now? I like it when you do that face. I have to agree that she's damn cute when she pouts. I swear you'll pay for that, both of you. She turns away and tries very hard not to sulk. She fails. Cassie gently smiles. No one will throw you out, Kelly, but you may not be able to leave this house as you might wish either. Remember that being alone and outside may not be safe for you. Kelly seems a bit lost and surprised. She takes a few seconds to assimilate what was just said. This has to happen. I should have done it sooner. Apologizing is something, but it's not enough. I don't know where to start. You could tell us why you ruined our life to begin with. It's really not the kind of friendly discussion I had in mind, and Eve is definitely not helping with her aggressive tone. I remember being jealous of Cassie. The first time I saw her, it was obvious that she is way above my league. I was a wealthy, pretty girl, but when Cassie came into the picture, it was clear that she was better than me in every way. Her family had more money than mine, and yet she wasn't obnoxious about it. She was prettier than me and clearly more elegant, but still modest and tempered. Seeing her put me back in my place. I felt like she was a lady fraying with the commons, while I was a peasant trying to pass for what I wasn't. I didn't like it. So you know what I did. I can't believe that I could do that because of jealousy alone. But that's how I remember it. I'm ashamed of myself. I'm sorry. So in the end, it's just a question of competition between girls, which is what it always is. That's actually pretty scary. No, it's not. It's pretty normal. And what about me? You weren't jealous about me, right? It's when I tried to discredit Cassie, I wasn't very successful. People peddled my lies, but Cassie was... She has that kind of aura, and my lies just couldn't stain her. I managed to isolate her a bit, but I couldn't get people to really believe that she was what I wanted them to believe she was. And the worst thing is that she didn't even seem to care about what people were saying around her. It was a defeat. A defeat she inflicted upon me without even trying to defend herself. It was infuriating. One more humiliation. That's when you came into the picture. You just decided to become her friend. I remember the first time I saw you together. I asked someone what your name was, and they told me something like, isn't she the one who was sucking dicks in the restroom? What, you don't know? Yeah, a third year told me he saw her sucking a few guys. It didn't take more than that. 2 days later, the whole school knew about it, even the headmaster. Was it so easy? That's crazy. And I believed it too. What a moron I've been. She hides her face in her hands and starts sobbing. The thing is, it made me notice something. My lies couldn't really get to Cassie, but you were a much easier target, and Cassie seemed to care about you. A lot. So if I couldn't hurt Cassie directly, I could hurt her through you. I guess I'm always collateral. She sounds sad. I understand her. I'm so sorry. Yeah, sure. Kelly wipes away her tears before continuing. The first year I spread a lot of rumors about you two. A couple per month, I think. But as soon as the second year started, I didn't have to do anything anymore. The school itself was coming up with new rumors regularly. I don't want to give the impression that I'm trying to minimize my responsibility, but I think that I haven't told any lies about you since the middle of that second year. Great, that makes you only half a cunt. That's harsh, but I can't blame her. She has the right to be angry. I'm about to say something, but Cassie's eyes stop me. Kelly's right about her. She has this thing. She's always above everyone else. She obviously has already let go of any resentment against Kelly. Despite all her efforts, she couldn't blemish her. She holds no grudge against her. What's going on now is for Eve and Kelly only. They both need it. We shouldn't intervene. I'm a bit concerned, but I know it's true. You're right. I deserve that and more. What? Are you gonna let me insult you like that? I'm not gonna defend myself. I'm guilty. I have no excuses. That's not even funny. I want to punch you in the face, and I don't even know why anymore. I wanted to kick your ass for all the lies you were spreading, but you look so miserable right now that I'm sure it wouldn't even make me feel better. If anything, it would make me the bad girl. I don't feel any real anger in Eve's voice. She seems more annoyed by Kelly's constant apologizing than by her past lies. Why do you even apologize? Do you think it's going to change anything? You keep telling us that you're not the same bitch anymore. Why should we believe you, the same bitch? Her choice of words seems deliberately provocative. Kelly looks at me as if she was looking for help. She seems embarrassed as usual, but also a bit afraid. I had a few problems that helped me realize that I wasn't a good person. What, that's all? You think you can escape this discussion without telling us? You better be more specific than that. I don't think it's important. I don't care. I want the details. All of them. Now. I don't want you to pity me. Trust me, I won't. Spit it out. Kelly takes a deep breath. It began last year. I've already told you that my father conned his company and stole... Conned, rather. My father conned his company and stole their money before he ran away with his secretary. My mom, she was already fragile. Her illness got worse. What an asshole. He abandoned him knowing that his wife is seriously sick. The guy has no heart. Our situation got difficult. I skipped a few classes and started to have difficulties at school. I asked for help, but no one was there to help me. The ones I considered my friends, they didn't really care about me. Progressively, I came to realize I didn't have any real friends. All these people around me weren't interested in me as a person, but in what I was. They were just waiting for their chance to take my place or something like that. I can't blame them. I guess that was the life I chose for myself. But that was very painful because... In the meantime, you and Cassie, I watched you from a distance. And your friendship, it looked real. I was envious of the two of you. I thought that maybe we could... Of course I knew it was impossible. It was a punishment and I deserved it. It's called karma, I guess. Life can be funny sometimes. I began to question all my relationships. My friends, my boyfriend, everything was fake. They were just trying to take advantage of me as I was probably trying to take advantage of them. As I said, I can't blame them. She's incredibly lucid on her past self. It's a bit humbling. Maybe I should question myself, too. There's a lot of things I could blame myself for. My mother's health got even worse. I told her that I would take care of her, but she has to be hospitalized. So I took her there. At that time, I'd already started crumbling. Seeing my mom being taken care of, that was my breaking point. I guess I was lucky. Someone noticed me at the hospital. She got me to talk and sent me to a psychiatrist. I've been in therapy since then. Lucky? What does she mean? Why do I have the impression that there's something terribly dark behind that? I know what I've done. I regret it and I'm ashamed of myself. I know I've been a cunt, as you say. There's little I can do besides apologizing and trying to be a better human being. I really feel like I'm a different person, but I'd understand that you don't believe me. Even if I keep apologizing to you, I know I don't deserve your forgiveness. Well, wait, let me sum this up. You've been a bad girl, and now that your life has gone to shit, you feel bad for what you've done. Now that you know all your previous friends are cunts, you've apologized to us because you want to befriend us? Is that how it is? That's a bit far-fetched, but exceptionally on point. No, I apologize because I know that I've hurt you. Your friendship, I can't even dream about it. I don't know, I know I don't deserve it. Yeah, you know what you deserve? A good punch in the pussy. Well, damn! The last word is magical. I can hardly prevent myself from laughing. My phone ringtone startles everyone. Eve turns to me in what seems to be a burst of anger. Who the fuck is calling you right now? Can't you see I have something important going on here? You're ruining it. Her reaction surprises me. I try to babble an apology as I get my phone out of my pocket to look at it. I'm sorry, it's Steve. Oh yeah, give it to me. What? Give me your phone. Oh, Steve, I'm so sorry for what's about to happen. What the hell, Steve? Do you have any idea what time it is? I hope you have a good reason to... She doesn't finish her sentence. Her attitude changes. Oh, yeah. Hello. No, I'm Eve. Yeah. What's going on? Yeah, she's here. Sure, no, we're doing good. Okay. You want me to put the speaker on? Okay, hold a few seconds. She puts the phone on the table. You're on speaker now. Everyone can hear you. Thank you. Eve, you're an angel. Hello, everyone. A girl's voice. This is Jane. I'm Steve's girlfriend. Hello, Jane. Hi. I want to share something with you. Something I like a lot. I have such a bad feeling about this. Are you ready? Han! That was a moan. No doubt about that. Ready for... Steve's just taking his fingers out of my pussy. Holy shit. I can feel his dick pushing on my... Han! Holy fucking shit. Eve and Cassie look at each other with surprise and embarrassment. Kelly seems almost afraid. The poor girl must wonder what kind of perverted household she's fallen into. Not so loud, honey. He's going to hear us. Steve's voice in the background. They're hiding from someone and fucking at the same time. I understand that the girl's in a risky action. This is probably something like that. Slowly, yes. Damn, Steve, you bastard. You're having the time of your life right now. I can feel him penetrating me. Centimeter by centimeter. Slowly. Yeah, because they don't use...
How many centimeters are we talking?
They don't use freedom units. They use the metric system.
His freedom fries.
Yeah. Hold on. They don't use... What do they use?
Metrics.
It is metrics, right? Oh my god. Centimeter by centimeter. As you say, oh my god. I don't know if I should laugh or cry. I'm here with Eve, Cassie, and Kelly, listening to Steve fucking his crazy girlfriend. The girls seem actually curious about what's happening. Everything is normal. It's so good, I like it. Half of it's inside, there's so much. Cassie bends toward the phone and shyly asks, isn't that painful? Painful? Oh god, no. Han! This is delicious. This is so weird. I have a hard-on, and in the meantime, I'm embarrassed as fuck. He's taking it out a bit. He likes to tease me with his cock. He knows I want it all inside me, and he takes his time filling me up to the brim. Han! The girls seem genuinely interested in what's happening. Strangely, I'm kind of grateful. The audio porn is a much-appreciated mood changer after the discussion Eve and Kelly just shared. He's back inside. Deeper. Do it. Fuck me, baby. Fuck my pussy. Her moans intensify. You're too loud. I know, it's so good. We're doing it, right under my dad's window. What? Did she say her dad? They're completely insane. Steve, you're gonna die tonight. Are you doing that next to your dad? Yes, it's so exciting. On! Faster! Faster! Her voice and moan suddenly sound muffled. I can hear some noise in the background. Is that the pounding? I'm so wet, I've wanted to do this for so long. Harder, harder, Han! Yes, that's it. What if he catches you? Han, I hope he will. She's insane, they both are. He's taking me doggy style. He's going so deep. Han! The moans get out of hand. Discretion isn't her priority anymore. I can feel him stretching my insides. Han! Every time he hits me down inside, it sends shivers down my spine.
That's a weird way to moan.
Come on, how long is this gonna last? This is crazy. Steve is actually fucking this girl like a beast. Steve, how is it even possible? My legs are shaking. Oh my god! Quiet down, you're gonna wake him up. He's pawing me so hard he could break my ass at any moment. I love it. She doesn't even try to keep it down. She basically screams on the phone. Han! Yeah! She's doing herbal essences. What the fuck are you doing under my window? Fuck! Holy shit, the yell startles all of us. You damn kids! That loud and unknown voice, Steve's reaction. They've been caught in the act. I can hear them running. Someone is yelling things I don't understand in the background. Left! Turn left! More running. More screaming. Here, under the stairs! Hide! We hear them try to catch their breath for a couple of minutes. Jane starts laughing. Holy fuck, he almost caught us. Yeah, he did. She sounds happy. This girl really is something else. Holy fucking shit, he saw us. You think he recognized you? Not a chance. He's probably half drunk. Did they forget about us? Oh my god, you're still hard. Just like in a goddamn porn movie. Yeah. Come on, how's that even possible? When did Steve become a freaking sex machine? Let me help you with that. Oh, that's very nice of you. I can't believe it. Ensue a few moments of uncomfortably close suction and licking noises, intertwined with moans and crowned by a barely human groan. I imagine Steve letting go of a gallon of semen like in those crazy hentai mangas he keeps reading. Oh shit, I'm done. She laughs. Yes, we do have hentai mangas. No, I'm not reading them on the show. Girls, are you still there? We need a couple of seconds to understand we got Jane's attention back. Oh yes, yes, we're still here. Great, I think it's time you take that phone to a more private place. The three of us should talk. Wait, what? Okay, just give us a minute. They stand up and Eve grabs my phone from the table. Wait, are you serious? What? We'll give you your phone back later, don't worry. No, I mean, what are you going to talk about? Obviously, it's none of your business. I don't see anything to reply to that. What the fuck's going on? Hang on a second, Jane. She turns to Kelly. Are you coming or what? Me? Yeah, you. Who else is a girl here? I don't know. Like you have a choice. She goes back to my phone as Kelly stands up. It'll be the four of us, Jane. We have a friend with us for a few days. Even better. Did she say friend? That's an interesting turn of events. Kelly noticed it as well. She seems about to cry. She basically runs towards Eve. I'm left alone in the living room. I can hear them climbing the stairs in a hurry. Boom, 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 boom. They are clearly eager to have that conversation between girls. What in the hell just happened? But you know what? Everything here sounds plausible.
I mean, it's plausible.
No, I mean, that's literally what happens if you have some guy.
Even girls before this day and age.
Yeah.
Pervy.
Yeah. Like, if there was a guy that that actually.
They kept it between girls.
Did that, and the girls would listen. They'd be like, hold on, we're going to listen to this. Like, that's a thing that women do when they're together. This is one hell of a crazy evening. I don't know what to expect from that discussion between Jane and the girls. Nothing good for sure. Also, the fact that she's moaning so much means he's doing what he's doing good, or she's not faking it. And the girls are like, hey, we want some of that. I have a feeling that I'm about to set foot in some kind of silly nightmare. Yeah, I think I am too. This is going to get really weird. I wait to turn off all the lights and scream in the dark. Ah!
2 hours later.
The night is burning hot. I should have stayed inside to enjoy the fresh bite of the AC. But I was feeling a bit oppressed by the weirdness of the situation.
Not supposed to be outside.
Yeah, I get you. I would feel kind of weirded out. The girls abandoning me to have a discussion with Jane left me very confused. I shouldn't have let them go like that. I have no idea what they're talking about, but I'm sure that nothing good would come out of it. Jane is crazy, no doubt about that. I don't know where Steve found her, and I'm kind of happy for him, but I'm a bit worried what she can tell the girls. Like, what if Steve has told her anything about me? What will she tell them? Jane seems obsessed with sex. They're probably going to talk about that. The girls look very curious about it. Yeah, they did. Cassie especially. It's been, what, 2 hours since they locked themselves in Eve's bedroom? What are they even doing in there? I'm not going to wait all night till they come out of their room. I'm yawning so bad I could dislocate my jaw. Been there. Either they don't give a damn about me or they're laughing at me right now. I've done that. That fucking sucks.
Oh, come on, Grim.
Oh, come on, Grim. Don't be like that. You feel abandoned and you're turning bitter. You should give them a little space. I'm sure that the conversation with Jane didn't even last that long. They took Kelly with them, and Eve used the word friend. That means that they probably have a lot of things to talk about. In the end, things turned out quite better than I expected. It's kind of weird. Can't help but feel bad. The lucidity Kelly seems to have with her past mistakes and how the girls forgave her, that makes me think they're all far better human beings than I am. I feel like crap. Grim? Kelly's voice. Hey, Kelly, is everything okay? Do you need anything? I'm all right, thank you. She shows me my phone. I'm supposed to give this back to you. Thank you, Kelly. She hesitates a few seconds. Can I join you? I don't want to disturb you. Sure, you're not disturbing me. She carefully sits next to me and dips her feet into the pool. The water is so warm. Yeah, it's not really refreshing. She shyly plays with the water. She wanted to tell me something. She seems too embarrassed to utter a word. So what did you talk about with Jane? Oh, I'm sorry. I promised not to tell you a word about it. Are you serious? Who decided that? A bit of everyone. What? Come on. It was some naughty stuff, right? I'm sorry. I can't tell you anything. But why? I don't understand. Why keep that a secret from me? You should ask even Cassie about that. Sorry. You're kidding me, right? Obviously not. I'm sorry, Grim. I promised. It's okay. I understand. Forget about it. The silence that takes place between us isn't that uncomfortable. Kelly is some kind of humble and peaceful presence. I feel like she's bathing me in a warm aura of kindness. That's dramatically different from the cold-hearted lying bitch she was a couple of years earlier. This is so strange. I want to thank you, Grim. You've been very kind to me. It's been a while since someone even seemed to care about me. I keep thinking he's going to wake up from all this. I've barely treated her like a human being. What kind of world is she living in? I don't know what you're talking about, Kelly. I didn't do anything. You did a lot. You invited me to stay here. You didn't have to do that, but... Of course I had to do that. Couldn't do otherwise. Should I have let you go back to Ray and Luke? They would have killed you or worse, and I'm not alone. Even Cassie thought the same. I know that Eve doesn't seem like it, but she was more than okay, too. She acts like she's always angry, but it's not really her. Who am I to talk about her like that? I'm not even sure if I know her myself anymore. I kind of see it now, and that's thanks to you. Thanks to you, too. You helped me talking with her tonight. No, I didn't do anything. I didn't even think that you would have that kind of discussion. I only tried to push for a friendly exchange. But I guess you and her needed that. How was she? I mean, after you left her for her room tonight. She called you a friend, right? Did she treat you like one after that? She seems to take a deep breath, but suddenly starts sobbing. Tears flood her eyes and run down her cheeks. For God's sake, Eve, what'd you do to her? Are you alright, Kelly? What happened? Did I say something? She tries to wipe away her tears without much success. I'm alright, everything's fine. Your sister, after everything I've done to her, she treated me like we've been friends forever. Once we got to her room, she didn't say a word about it, but it was like she completely forgave me. And Cassie wasn't any different. All the things I did to him, and they can forgive me. I'm happy, and in the meantime, that makes me feel even worse. Sex brings all the girls together, I guess. They should hate me. I don't deserve their kindness. I know exactly how that feels. You and I, Kelly, we have so much in common. We've both wronged them for years, and in the end, they offer us a second chance. They should hate us, but they don't. That makes our guilt heavier. They're so much better beings than us, then it makes us to hate ourselves more. What? They're so much better human beings than us that it makes us hate ourselves more. Damn. We feel like we don't deserve that second chance. I'm sorry, Grim. It's my lies that made you... No, Kelly. I can't let you say that. You lied. It's true, but I chose to believe it. The more I think about it, the less I understand how I could do that, but I chose to believe it. And you have nothing to do with that. It's my mistake, not yours. She looks at me for a second before focusing on the pool. I can tell that she would gladly take my guilt and make it her own. This girl is so convinced that she deserves suffering that she searches for it. So, I get it that she was nice to you. Yes, very nice. Good. Silence floods the place again. We spend probably a full minute looking at the pool without saying a word. Kelly, the way you talk about almost anything... I have the impression that you're going through some very dark times right now. I don't want to be intrusive or anything, but, you know, if you need friends, we probably still need some time to depth the situation, but we're here. You don't have to be alone. She looks at me like she's about to cry again. She struggles to contain her tears. I'm sorry, I might cry again. I don't see any reason to shed tears, but it's okay, you don't have to be sorry. There's no shame in that. She rubs her eyes a few seconds and takes a deep breath. Can I ask you a question? Her voice trembles. Sure. She gets one of her feet out of the water. Why did I say one of her feet? It should be like she gets one or whatever. Why do you all walk barefoot in this house? I let out a little laugh. It's a habit of my mom. I guess we all copied it. You can keep your shoes on, Kelly. You don't have to walk barefoot if you don't like it. Oh no, I'm just not used to it. It's oddly comfortable. It'll probably sound stupid, but it makes me feel free. I like it. All the better. I like your feet, by the way. They're pretty. She laughs. My feet? Really? Are you serious? Yes, I am. Is that a fetish of yours? What? No. I just like your feet. I mean, they're cute, that's all. She's smiling, a true and beautiful smile. Eve told me to be careful about you. She said that you were a perv. Why am I not even surprised? Okay, listen, whatever she told you, it was a joke. She also warned me that she would break my legs if I'd ever hurt you. I didn't expect that. I don't know what to reply. Does Eve try to protect me? Why would you hurt me? Her smile softens gradually. Silence gets a bit awkward. I should go to bed. What did Cassie say about reading the mood? Crap, her lips are very tempting. Would it be weird if I tried to kiss her? Yeah, it's getting late. Does she want it? You're supposed to have a crush on me, right? God, why isn't this easier? It won't let you. Hold your horses, Grim. It's too soon, and that'd be weird. You should wait. Yeah, let's wait. Thank you for everything, Grim. You're a nice guy. She lightly kisses my cheek before she stands up. Good night, Grim. Good night, Kelly. I silently watch her walk away from me like an idiot. Clearly that was the right decision. I think you
gotta hook up with Eve, cause...
Let's wait until I die a virgin. I mean, it wouldn't let us.
Well, because Eve's got the most going on.
Well, none of the other girls have... She doesn't even have any points. She doesn't even have a thing. I've checked every door and closed every shutter of the ground floor before going upstairs. Everything looks fine, but I can't help but being a bit nervous. I know there's no need to panic, though. They won't break into the house so easily. The doors are solid, no light, no noise. The girls are probably asleep.
What about the windows?
Steve and Jane's phone call was actually a welcome distraction, albeit a very weird one. It's changed the mood for something better. I should have tried my luck with Kelly. What a goddamn moron. Maybe I'll grow a pair someday. Even Steve has a girlfriend. What am I doing with my life? Wait, I heard a noise. It seems to be coming from my room? Oh, what are you doing, step bro? Oh my god, are you kidding me? What the hell's going on here? What the hell? Is she watching a porn movie in my room? What are you doing here? She barely gives me a look before focusing on the screen again. The noise stops. Waiting for you, obviously. I switch the lights on. Wait, is that my laptop? How the heck did she get my password? I'm sure it is. It sure isn't mine. Dude, your browser history is nasty. Shit, I'm dead again. Incest porn, really? I don't know what you're talking about. Hey, it's not like I have a choice, okay?
Hey, it's not like I have a choice.
It's kind of trendy. All the best actresses are doing that kind of movie, so... Yeah, sure, and you watch it for the art. Well, she bursts out laughing. That excuse is so lame. I'll have to tell that one to Cassie. At least she didn't get upset. Okay. When you stop laughing like a maniac, maybe you could tell me what you're doing here? Looking into my stuff? I told you I was waiting for you. I wanted to talk. Okay, about what? She suddenly seems so confident. Things. It's a bit late for that, but... We didn't have much occasion to talk, just the two of us, and we have a lot of time to catch up. Okay, let's talk, princess. And that is where we're going to end.
I knew you were
going to
fucking say that shit.
Yeah, because, well, dude, it's really late.
It's about to go down.
Whoops. Okay. So I walk around the table and sit next to her. We really don't have time. All right, so we'll have a little bit more, and there's just two chapters so far of episode 6, unless I'm wrong. Let me check that again. Okay. It says, by the naughty captain. Okay. There is another devlog. Man, there's one that was 7 days ago. Did we read that one? Saul came up with a set, characters, and script for both adult movie and black and white classic. For the adult film, the light was ridiculously easy. The whole sequence goes straight through Gonzo style. Two sequences, and more. I started reworking the script itself. Man, he's reworking entire scripts. I won't be able to post day 2, scene 10. Quick sum up. Day 6, part 4 will contain 2 new scenes. Day 6, part 4 will contain 2 reworked scenes from day 2. Day 2, scene 1 has been rewritten and posed. 148 shots are planned, 148 are posed. That was 7 days ago. 12 hours ago. Heat. Rendering is still impossible, but temperature should seriously go down starting Monday. Fingers crossed I'll then be able to render all night long. I know I wouldn't have this issue if I invested in AC. It was simply too expensive for my limited budget. We'll try to solve that problem before next summer. Where the fuck do you even live?
Oh, writing. Figure Britain.
Day
you know,
2, yeah.
Wait, because most of them don't have AC. That's why last year when they're starting to have a heat... wave, a lot of old people were dying because no one had AC in their houses. It's usually like a 60 degree constant most of the year.
Oh, there's some asshole paths were very simple to rework. For the second and third part, the love and sub pass. Oh! So there's a subpath. Subpath is where she does... Okay. Alright, mm-hmm. I see. The objective of the rewrite is to make the events more believable and the emotions more palpable. Some of you probably already know the saying, write without fear, edit without mercy. And that's pretty much how I work. I wrote without fear and came up with about 10,000 words. Instead of 8,000, it's still too big. I like what I wrote. It feels good, way better than the original. Shit, he's... Folks, what we played, like... You might as well throw it in the garbage. Because he's rewritten entire fucking scenes. Like, yeah. This guy's literally rewritten most of the damn game. And then he's on day 6, scene 26.
Once it gets done, I'll have to get a full copy.
Yeah, we'll have to play the whole goddamn game again.
Yeah.
But, day 6, part 4 contains two new scenes, 26, 27, two work scenes. Day 2, scene 1 has been rewritten and posed. Okay, 148 shots are planned, 448 posed, 105 are rendered. I'm working on creating characters and environments for day 6, scene 26. There's still so much more shit that needs to be done with this game. This is an in-development title. So when we run out, we're done. Like, there's really no... Honestly, there's no sense in continuing past this version. Because, and I'll tell you why. Everything has been changed. When a person plays the newest version of the game, they're going to get to certain parts... They've taken a lot of things out. They've even made new scenes. Like, they've made new poses and renders and everything.
Yeah.
So, what we're seeing right now is... Now, the day 6 stuff will probably... Maybe this, like, because this stuff here is new and maybe this won't change that much. But day 6, and of course day 6, which we're near... That won't probably change that much. We don't know. He may go back and re-edit over them. We don't know what kind of guy this is. But he's really working his ass off on this game. He's constantly working at it. So definitely get the newest version from itch.io. It seems like they fucking updated. What is the new version of the damn game? Let me see if it's even up there. Because there's no use in me telling you to get a version of a game if it doesn't fucking exist. Let's see. No. So right now... Only 6.3 is available. That's the version we're playing right now. So everything he's done, you can't play yet anyway.
Yeah.
Unless you support him on Patreon, and that's probably Patreon betas or alphas, and that's a lot of money. So when the new version of the game comes out, we'll have it, but this is all we got. But I'm just letting you know what he's doing. All
right.
So at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out. And I'll see you next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with probably the last episode of Somerset. And then we'll be working on something else. Later.